showing up. Welcome and bienvenido to the No Permission Needed podcast, the only personal development podcast that's bringing sexy back into personal development. And we're here, my friends, we're here to help you own your zeal, your passion, your purpose, your freedom, and potential. I am the host that loves you the most, Ozeal, and welcome back, loyal listener. And if this is your first time tuning in to the No Permission Needed, well, where you been? Where have you been all my life? You came to the right spot, and now you're here with us, rocking with No Permission Needed and the whole family. And please, after you listen to this, and if it lands with you, head over to Apple, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast listening channel and follow this podcast to stay updated on all the latest episodes when they drop. And you can also head over. I got a little freebie for you. That's right. A gift of appreciation if you head over to ozeal.net and get access to your free audio mixtape. That's right. I said mixtape. Spark Your Zeal. 3 powerful questions that will help you get unstuck and spark your zeal in life and in business so you can start living a life of meaning, passion, and purpose. It's free for you. So check it out. Give it a listen. And I'm always open for feedback and what you took away from the audio mixtape and this episode, because I'm going to bring something to the table, hopefully some value to you. So I'm ready to dig right in. In today's episode, I want to share with you the power of showing up. What are you talking about, Ozeal? I am showing up. Now, maybe. And if you are, then you don't have to listen to this episode. No, just kidding. No, there's going to be some nuggets, I promise you, because I know there are some, maybe you listening to this podcast, if you're a coach, a creator, a community builder who is struggling with showing up consistently, authentically, and staying committed to your message, your platform, and your community, then this episode is going to resonate with you. Building a reputation of someone who is showing up consistently, authentically, and as a leader in their industry is important to cultivating trust, right? Whether it's with your clients or your community or with your partner. Showing up is the highest form of self-love to me. You know, the more you show up, the more confident you are in everything you do. You trust yourself more. You respect yourself more. You have a more clear boundaries of what you accept and not accept. Showing up is self-empowering, which is the reason why I was so driven and compelled to record this episode. Because you right now listening may be challenged by the self-doubt, by the fear, questioning yourself, blaming it on creative burnout and coming up with excuses, procrastinating, laziness. They're all in the same family. And it will all affect and impact the way you show up to the world. And as a conscious leader that you are, it's important to be aware of this, to be aware when you're feeling down and you're feeling burnout. And it's all real. I'm not going to ignore that we don't feel that. We're only human. So absolutely, there are moments, trust me, right here, where I'm like, I hit the streak and I'm showing up consistently. And then there are times where I'm just like not feeling it. And it's okay to feel that way, but to be aware of it and know, be reminded of your why, and know how to navigate through it and get back on track is important to staying committed to your message and showing up, is what I'm saying. And one of the lessons I've discovered in this, that showing up and leading your community, you know, you must first show up for yourself, first and foremost. And showing up for yourself becomes the discipline to create the content, right? Showing up for yourself is the discipline to serve your community, to jump on a live stream, or to start a podcast. That's what showing up for your message and for yourself means. Is that landing with you? You know, in business, one of the things that I've discovered is that the more I show up online, the more I attract business, the more I get more clients. And the times where I'm feeling really down or my creative content output is not quite there, and I'm like sporadic and I'm dropping maybe a blog post every other week or a live stream, nothing happens. Energy is stagnant, which means my energy will drop down low and I'm just not in my flow, right? And as a creator, as a leader, you're either in flow or you're not. And it's something I'm challenged with often, to be transparent with you. And you may be feeling like that too, because in this new era of, you know, content marketing, content creation, and then you're serving your community and you're doing all the things, right? You're trying to keep up with the social media Joneses and do a live stream, do a podcast, do a video podcast. I mean, there's so many things out there, so much distraction. So what I always suggest for my clients, and what I suggest if you're listening to this and you're struggling with showing up, is to scale back. Number one, journal, right? I talk about this in the last episode. Write down all that you're feeling, all the overwhelm, brain dump everything on a piece of paper. And I'm here to let you know, my friend, that you don't have to do all the things. Starting a podcast could be a thing that could help you hold yourself accountable to showing up. Ozil, that's me. Showing up every Monday to drop a new podcast episode. Like, this was not only a passion project of mine, it was a mission-based, driven, purpose-driven project, but it also, on the back end, this is keeping me accountable. This is holding me to the fire. This is reminding me, Ozil, you cannot hide. If you say who you say you are, a coach, a community builder, a creator, then show up. And I'm asking you the same thing. If you are who you say you are, a community leader, a coach, or a creator, or all the above, or a business owner, whatever it may be, then what are you doing to show up consistently? What are you doing to hold yourself to the fire, to stop hiding, to stop making excuses? And if you're a business owner, if you're struggling with getting clients, show up. Share your expertise to the world. Do a live stream once a week, bare minimum. Write a blog post. If you're struggling in engaging your community, then show up. Bring value. Answer questions. Survey them. Get feedback. Ask them, how can I help you today? If you're a creator, I know a lot of my creator friends struggle with this. Many conversations with my creator friends about this topic. If you're struggling with creating content consistently on YouTube or on your podcast, what can you do today? Bare minimum. What decision do you have to make today to commit to your message and say, I'm going to be creating one piece of content a week? Don't overthink it. I think that's a problem with showing up consistently, is that we get in our heads, and I get it. I'm one of them. I'm not here to say, yo, I'm this, you know, coach, personal development coach that has all the answers, because we don't, y'all. We don't. Coaches need coaches too. And we all fall off the wagon. And we all need accountability, and we all need something that will hold us to the fire, a community to serve. But having this reminder, which is the reason I wanted to create this video, or this podcast rather, it may be a video, is to let you know your people need you. You are the medicine to someone's struggle. Somebody needs your medicine. And the only way you can deliver your medicine is if the doctor shows up. And that's you. So what is something you can do every day to build a stronger relationship with yourself and your community? I repeat that question again. What is something you can do every day to build a stronger relationship with yourself and your community? And to alleviate the stress, it doesn't have to be creating content every day or, you know, try to create a video or post a blog a day to attract new customers. None of that. Just bare minimum. What do you have to do? Whether it's just checking in with a client, whether it's writing a blog post a week, maybe it's just you saying, how can I serve you today? Maybe take away the weight off and just say, hey, how can I serve you as a leader? How can I serve you today? Maybe that's all you need, is ask the question. Maybe stop venting and stop creating excuses and just ask people, what do they need? Ask your market, ask your audience, ask your client. And you'll be surprised what you'll find. Hopefully you got some value out of this. I felt like I was free-flowing, ranting a little bit, but I'm very passionate about this because, again, this hits home on a personal and business level. And I have to remind myself of showing up consistently and authentically as I am. Hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Head over to ozeal.net/152 for the show notes. And I would love to hear the answer to this question. What is something you can do every day to build a stronger relationship with yourself and your community? Drop it in the comment section. Tag me on social media at Real Ozeal. And of course, join the newsletter at ozeal.net. That's all for now. Look forward to next week's brand new episode every Monday. And thank you again for listening and supporting this podcast. Remember to give yourself permission to own your zeal and freedom. Peace and one love.